This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich.
Free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Jeff Hathorn, Odyssey Sports Director, joining us now. PM team calls it the Hawk Report. They've got imaging. We have nothing. Except for we got Harry Callis. Hawk Report! Ah! Jeff, we got video confirmation of a guy wearing 97 running around for the Steelers out there yesterday. We expecting to see that guy out there on Sunday against the Jets?
I mean, if you didn't know about any of the other stuff going on, you would think for sure. And let's be clear. People are wondering, well, why isn't he on the injury report? He doesn't have an injury, so they don't have to put him on the report. It was much same way with TJ Watt 4 years ago. They never put him on the injury report or said what his status was or anything like that. So they don't have to do that. But yeah, I mean, everybody's seen video out there and you wouldn't know anything is going on by what you see on the field.
Jeff, who has a better game on Sunday, Johnny Smith or DK Metcalf?
DK Metcalf. I think that connection is strong between he and Rodgers. I think it's not that Johnny's going to have a bad game. I just think there's something there. And Aaron knows where to go. Now, if Sauce is all over him, and he's just not open, I don't think he's going to force it. So that's maybe to where Jonnu gets more opportunities, but I'm still going to stick with DK.
Jeff, how many carries? What's the carry distribution look like amongst the running back group on Sunday?
Yeah, I think 15 to 20 for Warren. I think Gainwell is going to be used more as a receiver than a running back. So I'd say maybe 5, 6, 7 for Caleb Johnson and around 5 for Gainwell. But I think Gainwell is going to get more snaps than Johnson.
How long do you see that going where Warren is clearly the RB1?
I think they've set up a little competition as well. I mean, there's an opportunity for Gainwell or Caleb Johnson to earn more carries. It's kind of up to them. And you hope it doesn't go the other way where Jalen's just not getting the job done or a fumble happens or something like that. But there are chances. I mean, listen, this contract extension is nothing that means that, oh, man, we got to play this guy. I mean, they're still going to look for the hot hand. That's why you set up this system. It's what we've talked about for the last 4 years with Najee. It's like, man, what if they had a guy by committee? Or when Jalen's hot, why don't they just run him more? Well, now you're going to get a chance with three running backs to ride the hot hand.
Jeff, who's your team MVP at the end of the season?
TJ, I think he's driven. We'll find out more tomorrow, but I think he's pretty driven by the end of last year and what people said before he signed. I think he's going to have a big year.
Jeff, who's your team rookie of the year?
Well, it can't be Howard.
He's a hell of a scout team quarterback at some point, though.
Yeah.
Maybe.
I don't think this injury is going to be long for Derek Harmon. And while it may not resonate in stats, I think he's going to have the biggest impact of the rookies because I like some of the stuff we saw with that defensive line with him in it.
You think YA Black is a starter or is it going to be the Loudermilk?
Yeah, it's interesting because if you look at strict depth chart, it's YA that's going to start, but I think it'll probably be Loudermilk starting, but it could be one of those six-man situations where a guy starts, but YA may get more snaps. So, but I think they're going to want to rotate guys. Quale's going to be in this mix. They're going to want fresh bodies, and especially in this game, because where are the Jets most likely to beat you? Right up, right there on the ground.
Jeff, give us Aaron Rodgers' stat line against the Jets.
55 of 60. I'm going to hope that they're going to establish the run game. So I'm going to say like 17 of 24 for 170. Two touchdowns, no picks.
Okay.
I'd take that.
We're really putting Jeff in like a Nostradamus type of role here today. He's predicting the future, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, speaking of Rodgers, so you're getting to know him, right? And he's getting to know the Pittsburgh media. So yesterday's the first media scrum with Rodgers of a game week. And so I'm not there. I'm just listening. I'm seeing some video. Seems like all business from Mr. Rodgers. But my takeaway, even though he didn't say it, he don't like Aaron Glenn.
Yeah, you get a little bit of that sense.
Yeah.
He also likes to take a question that he doesn't like and take it out to an extreme by like naming every single Jets player on the roster that he played with.
Yes. And then he was upset that he forgot a guy or two.
Right. I mean, that's just him being a smartass, which in a way we all kind of appreciate. I thought you were going to bring up the Bridges question that he got. I don't know if you guys heard that one.
He talked about hot metal, things of that nature.
Yeah. When he was asked what his favorite bridge was, I don't know if you saw that one coming. Mm-mm. On week one. But listen, I think there's a competitor within there. You don't come back at 41 and go through all that work without being a competitor. When he steps in that stadium, every stadium's going to mean something, but you know this is going to mean a little bit more. But he's smart enough not to give any type of bulletin board material.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm Josh Eyre.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.
Jeff, do the Steelers win the football game?
Yes.
Does it go over 38.5?
Ooh. It's funny you say it because I was just about to say like 27-20.
Ooh.
Or 27-14 or something like that. I mean, there's a lot of rust. We see it every year in these games. I mean, the Atlanta game last year and just kind of slugging through it. I think they'll have a little bit more success because I think there are more weapons on this offense. And I think the defense could force a turnover. Maybe score off that turnover or just set the offense up in a good situation. So a couple of Boswell field goals, but I think we're going to see some honest to goodness opening week touchdowns this year.
Nice.
How about that?
Nice.
Thank you, Jeff. Where's Harry?
Boys, what if Dallas wins tonight?
What if George Pickens goes off tonight?
I think he will.
Oh.
What if Pickens goes off and Roman Wilson drops like a key first down or something?
Dallas.
All right,
Dallas ain't winning tonight.
That was the Hawk Report. Yes. Thank you, Jeff.
Jesus.
Dallas ain't winning tonight. Sorry.
Couldn't wait to do that.
You don't like the Hawk Report?
I think it's good.
Does it not sound like a bird?
I do it again.
My best.
Sounds more like a crow.
That's fine.
Oh, wait, because hawks sound like something like that.
That sounded like Karate Kid.
You got any other birds you've been working on? Or?
How about an eagle?
What do eagles sound like? I don't know. Like,
how about a dove?
You know, like something like that.
They all sound the same.
Yeah.
Doesn't a dove coo like?
Oh.
You know, like a,
that's a rooster.
Like a rooster, yeah. Yeah,
cock-a-doodle-doo.
Give me a turkey.
That's how they do it. They do it like. That's what their cock-a-doodle-doo sounds like. Then there's a duck. Is that a bird? Right? Like, you know. I could do this all day. We're running
this guy's
on
really good. Got sound effects here. Live.
I'm pretty sure he asked the question, is a duck a bird?
That's a, what a turkey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Josh Scherer.
And I'm Nicole Inaiti.
And we're the cooks responsible for all the strange dishes on the internet's most watched daily show, Good Mythical Morning with Rhett and Link, and our own YouTube channel, Mythical Kitchen.
Between the two of us, we've worked almost every weird job the food industry has to offer, and we've developed some pretty strong opinions.
The strongest opinions, Nicole. Opinions so strong they need to be heard on an easily consumable auditory medium.
Does pineapple belong on pizza?
Are boneless wings just poser nuggets?
Is cereal soup?
Follow and listen to A Hot Dog is a Sandwich
free on the Odyssey app and everywhere you get your podcasts.